Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this memorial of St. Faustina, the Apostle of Mercy. And the reading for today is very appropriate. Happens to fall on her feast day today. And it talks about the love of God and the love of neighbor as the path to eternal life. And it reminds me of one of the sayings of St. Faustina. She said, "Love, love, and I say it once again, love, only love has significance." And so we really need to keep this at the forefront of our mind as being the principal motivation for everything that we think, say, and do throughout the day, loving God as much as we can with all of our heart, being, strength, and mind, and also loving our neighbor as ourself. Now, today's gospel says that this love for neighbor is to be expressed by treating him with mercy. And so that's why the church gives us the seven spiritual works of mercy and the seven corporal works of mercy. Okay, we've got this huge opportunity, this vast camp and field to exercise love for neighbor in this world. And again, what comes to my mind is the current 40 Days for Life campaign that we're doing down at Planned Parenthood. And not too long ago, I gave a retreat to the Sidewalk Advocates for Life, showing that if you think about it, each and every one of the seven spiritual works of mercy and corporal works of mercy can be applied to that apostolate. Sidewalk Advocates for Life, 40 Days for Life. Just takes a little bit of meditation. And that's why I call that really a preeminent work of mercy in our own day and time, the pro-life movement. Saint Faustina, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.